Welcome back to the Next Stage Business Radio Show. I'm your host, Pamela Muldoon, and here in the studio, I have two of my favorite advisors, and hopefully they'll become two of yours as well if they aren't already. We have a segment here called Team of Advisors where it's all about really getting a sense of the advisors you need for your business. And before we went to break, we talked about some of those issues. And now I want to talk about you guys working together as a team. I've got Todd Terhorst here, Diversified Wealth Management, Jeffrey O'Brien, Mansfield Tannick Cohen. Welcome again. Thanks so much for being here. And Todd, team, let's talk a little bit. Give me some examples about some ways that you work with your advisory team.
Well, I think a good example of something that's coming up is, unique to 2010, starting here in January, is the new, or it's actually not a new law, it's a law that's going into effect this year that's eliminating the cap on conversions to from IRA to Roth. And even though that isn't specific necessarily to a business owner, almost anybody out there who's been saving for a period of time or has left a job and rolled a 401k over to an IRA, they're going to need to decide, is it going to affect me? How is it going to affect me? And should I be considering this? And there's really three components to that decision. One of them is a financial planning decision, you know, as far as investments and other retirement planning questions. The other one is really a tax planning question, you know, because what you're doing in converting that IRA to Roth is you're paying the taxes now on the IRA and then growing it tax-free going forward. So you're going to need input from your tax professional if you have one.
Right.
And then the other issue is comes down to estate planning in many cases, because there's going to be many people that's going to change the nature of the assets that they leave to their heirs, the way they're taxed and how they might view that asset. So,
and of course that bleeds right into the business.
It
if you're a business owner, I mean, a family business, I even get more interesting.
That's right.
Some more complications.
Yeah.
The changes that are coming up, so we definitely want, and actually, Todd, I believe it's next week on this show, on Next Stage Business Radio Show, you and I are going to have a full discussion on those changes.
That's right.
And how to help our business owners, and of course our business owners run not only their business, but their families, they got kids, they've
that's
got,
right.
you know, all sorts of things going on. So we're going to talk more about that. And that's one example. So what's another example, Jeff, of the way that you guys have worked as a team?
Well, you know, Tom mentioned earlier about, you know, having a unique advisor or a unique situation where it's appropriate to bring an advisor in. And Todd and I have worked together we're half of a team, I should say, that works with a special mechanism for financing a new business.
Aha, funding the business.
Yes, and that is that's the self-directed IRA account.
Okay.
I saw Pat and Scott from New Business Minnesota outside before
they're
the
deck,
show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're going to be doing a program, Todd and I, are two for the four members of the panel on January 21st.
21st, right.
Over at the Doubletree in St. Louis Park. They'll probably talk about it more. I think it's like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about this issue. We're going to be part of the money team talking about financing a business using these self-directed accounts. And it's an area that it's very complex. It involves your financial consulting your financial advisor to find out how much money you can use in this vehicle. Involves talking with an accountant to make sure you stay away from some of the tax penalties that are involved. It involves dealing with obviously the trustee of the account, as well as the business attorney to set up the entity. And when one of us gets a referral, it's like follow the bouncing ball. It bops back and forth between all four of us to make sure that the client is protected, even beyond forming the business. If something comes up, they want to do something, there's a lot of diagramming and discussion to make sure that it's being done right.
So funding a business in and of itself is, that could be a topic for a future show. You want to make a note of that, actually,
yeah,
funding the business. And so what we're talking about now is the self-directed IRA process is a very specific process. And, again, you need the team, and the money team will be a part of the New Business Minnesota workshop coming up here later in the month. Now, a question around that, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of confusion around this one. So are you seeing more of this? Again, going back to our original discussion on the corporate world, kind of bringing the business, bringing more people into their own businesses. Are you seeing more of this as a way to fund the companies?
We are. We're seeing a lot of people starting a business who would typically go to a bank and ask to take out a loan, and the bank is seeing things in a different light given the economy and the condition of some of our financial institutions. And so there's the money isn't as easy to find.
Right.
People don't have as much to invest in private equity opportunities as well. So they're looking and they're turning back inward and saying, where can I go, family members, where can I go, my own assets? And most people have money in a retirement account, IRA, 401k, SEP, doesn't matter. And so they think, well, geez, I wonder if I can tap into that to start a business. And in many cases, they should think about it. In some cases, quite frankly, they shouldn't.
Right.
And so, again, like Jeff said, the money team is going to help you figure out how to, you know, whether you should, and if so, how do you get it done?
Well, and because I know your team and they're good friends of mine, let's give a shout out to the other two members, should we? I think that'd be a nice thing to do, don't you think?
Sure.
So, go ahead, Jeff. Who's the other members of your money team?
Well, the CPA that I work with is Pam Ricker from Ricker & Associates in Plymouth. And she's one of the very few CPAs around that understand and don't have a knee-jerk reaction of saying, this is illegal, you can't do it.
Right.
She's taken the time to understand there is a way to do it and to learn the regulations as to how to do it right properly. And then, of course, the real driver of it is Intrust Midwest. They're the trustees that set up these accounts, Todd Grill, Melissa Twaddle, and the crew over there. Incidentally, just one floor above Pam in the same building, so it worked pretty well for us.
And we're going to learn all sorts of stuff about that when we attend the New Business Minnesota workshop here coming up very, very soon, and Scott and Pat are on deck to talk a little more about that. Before I let you guys go, though, I want to hear another example, and Todd, you actually started down this path, and I want to get a little more of a legal discussion there as well, estate planning, and we started talking a little bit about, you know, the business owner and the estate planning, and so tell me a little bit how you guys work together with that.
Well, one of the most complicated, can be one of the more complicated situations with estate planning is owning a small business, because it's not always going to be clear from day one, or especially even midway through your career with a business, how you're going to exit that business. And am I going to have a child that wants to take it over? Do I have partners that are going to take it over? What ages are they? You know, how do you plan around that issue? And estate planning in and of itself is complicated enough, and especially with the 2010 rolling along and no changes to some of the sunset provisions that have been in place since the original laws were passed. So that's why, and again, working with an estate planning team, tax person, accountant, attorney, and financial advisor typically is very important.
And what's one last thought on the estate planning process from your perspective, the legal side?
Well, the legal side, I mean, certainly for business owners, what business owners should know is that there is estate planning by default in this state. There's a set of statutes called the intestate succession laws. And if you don't plan, that's the laws you have. And I tell business owners, there's no provision that says if you're working in the business with bad, you get the business. So it requires planning in advance.
That's right.
And so... this is my team of advisors of the beginning, and my hope is that my audience really, really taps into this every single week, because I know we could. What's great about having you guys every week in some way, shape, or form is we're going to get to go on and on with this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let the audience know too. We will be putting up on our website at some point an opportunity to provide questions for the team and to be interactive through our website. So we're looking forward to building that in. It's a work in progress. But before we go, Todd, will you tell everybody how we can get a hold of you on either the website, or, you know, just how they can contact you if there was something they heard today?
Certainly, absolutely. They can visit our website, which is diversifiedwealthmanagement.com. They can email me directly if they'd like, Todd, T-O-D-D, at diversifiedwealthmanagement.com. And certainly welcome to call as well. The number's on the website.
Perfect. And, Jeff, what about you?
My website, the firm website, is www.mansfieldpanic.com. You can email me, J-O-B-R-I-E-N, so jobrien@mansfieldpanic.com. Probably lots of ways to get a hold of me on the web, but those two are the best ways.
You are one of the most marketed attorneys in Minnesota. And we also have you guys as the Team of Advisors segment or section on our website. So, guys, go to nextstagebusinessradio.com as well. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you,
Todd Terhorst and Jeff O'Brien for being a part of my kickoff show. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So we're going to be back in just a bit. We've got the Organization of the Week on deck. New Business Minnesota. You are listening to Next Stage Business Radio. I'm your host, Pamela Muldoon, and the station, Business 1570. We'll be right back.